This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind. We are at Big Iron in West Fargo today for day three. Come on by. Say hello. Enjoy the fun. And an exciting show today, too. Loving your texts about our conversations with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, with Michelle Bachmann. And I think most listeners agree with me. Dr. John Fleming, who's a deputy chief of staff to the president and is very involved in the leadership of the COVID task force at the White House, the stat he told us and sort of confirmed about the amount of deaths in America having spiked in April, but otherwise being no different, speaks volumes. You know, if you're watching the media, you're led to believe that the sky is falling. And we have statistically no more deaths than we would normally have on average in a year. Tells you something. And our next guest is one of our favorites. Great author, great analyst on the political scene and the times in which we live, the great Bill O'Reilly, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good God, how's things in North Dakota?
It is great, as a matter of fact. It's booming. Things are humming right along. And, you know, I was lucky enough to get an advanced copy of Killing Crazy Horse, your brand-new book, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. And I read it, actually, in Rapid City in the Black Hills while gazing at Crazy Horse. So it brought it home. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But You brought President James Monroe to life. You did. You
know, I know, and that's not easy to do.
Folks might not know, and I wouldn't blame them if they missed this from many years ago in history class, but what is the Monroe Doctrine? Tell them.
Well, it's basically James Monroe understood that America was going to expand from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. So first of all, he developed a program called Sea to Shining Sea Program. And then it morphed into, well, we are the dominant country in North America. We're not going to allow foreign nations to intrude on our continent. And that's the Monroe Doctrine. So people who live where you live, Scott, in the Dakotas and the Plains, I mean, you guys know better than anybody how the impact of Native American tribes changed your lives because your ancestors had to confront them to actually settle the Dakotas and land south and west. And some of those settlements did not go well for whites or for Native Americans, and reservations to this day are controversial. So I write all about that in Killing Crazy Horse, I think in a very factual, fair manner. Did you find the book fair?
Oh, I did, absolutely. And I mean, it's. I think it's, you know, people, we how do I say this? I tend to look at the Native American community today and want to wrap my arm around them and say, you live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I realize everything has not been perfect, but that's the case for people no matter your race, color, or creed. So let's take today and figure out how to make it a better life for you, and we'll help. We'll be there for you. You're gonna get all the help you need and more. And instead, we focus on things that happened, you know, in 1825. And I get it. You know, we all ought to understand it because that helps us understand their perspective, but it doesn't help us move forward, and I wish we'd do more of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that is why reading Killing Crazy Horse is imperative for people who see it the way you do, and I subscribe to that. Because if you were basically going to buy the propaganda that America was an evil country from the jump. All the founders are white supremacists. Everything we have here is based on exploitation of minorities, including Native Americans, African Americans. If you're going to buy that, then you're going to alienate most other Americans who do not believe that. So my job, both on BillO'Reilly.com, where I do a daily newscast, and in the books, is to provide you and everyone else with facts. And it's not a black or white thing. It's not a political book at all. It's this is what happened, and this is how tough it was. Merciless is the word I use. And when you know the facts, then you're going to be a much better able to handle the propaganda that comes your way. And even in discussions with people you know, you'll be like, eh, not quite that way. So the first week the book was out, Scott, we sold about 170,000 copies. Now, that's almost impossible in this day and age. And I don't even have Trump in the book. I couldn't get him in. It's 150 years before him. I tried somehow. Andrew Jackson, by the way, who is in the book, very similar to Donald Trump. It's interesting to see those two together. But anyway, it's very important for all people who love their country and want to see it improved, as you and I do, to know the truth. And that's what I am dishing out.
And really, for people here, especially to know about the war between the U.S. and the Sioux Nation, we're talking impacts from, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, Nebraska. I mean, it's huge. It's a must-read, really is. So I really encourage folks to do it. And as always, Bill, your books are so well-written. They just suck you in, and you're just there. You're not going to set it down until you've finished it. So I really appreciate all the wonderful ways in which you've given us some important history. That's for sure. I got to ask you a little bit about where we find ourselves inside of 50 days to the election. Who's going to win?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's impossible to say. The most important day of the campaign is September 29th in Cleveland, the first debate. Joe Biden's going to have to be, you know, cogent. Pressure is on him because many Americans, non-ideological Americans, who, you know, could go either way, are saying, well, does this guy have the mental acuity to run a country? And he's made some, you know, disturbing expositions. The one in Michigan about COVID and the military, I have never seen anything like that. There wasn't one word out of his whole speech that made any sense at all, and he didn't even know what he was saying. Now, I wrote a book called Killing Reagan, where Ronald Reagan almost died from an assassin's bullet, and his mental acuity declined drastically, and nobody knew. They kept it from the American public, but Reagan made a miraculous comeback. Maybe Joe Biden will do that. But if he seems befuddled on debate night, I think Trump will win.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I'm sure you haven't either. I mean, to campaign from a basement, right? I mean, and then the stumbles and the things that he's done where he, you know, I mean, this actually happened, and it's so commonplace now, nobody even reports on it, but he did a little event for Hispanic Heritage Month in Orlando the other day. There's probably 10 people there, made for TV event. He's introduced by this singer, and people clap, and they clap, and they clap, and they finally stop clapping. There's no Joe. And then 15 seconds later, then he kind of stumbles out, and then he plays a song from his phone. I mean, you're like, what is going on?
This is bizarre. You know,
but what do you think is going on? What do you think is going on? Are they, is this guy a placeholder? You know, are they just trying to get across the finish line and prop him up, and then they'll come clean with what's wrong? Or what do you think is wrong?
I can't speculate. I just can't. It's not fair. I know talk radio does that a lot, speculates about this and that. I don't do that. I'm all fact-based. But I'll tell you an interesting fact. So Trump does a town hall with ABC, Georgie Stephanopoulos, on Monday, right? And ABC had to offer the same circumstances to Biden. Now, Stephanopoulos is a rabid liberal Democrat, and he's not going to go after Joe Biden. There's no way on earth he would. So the Biden campaign says, we don't have time to do a 90-minute exposition on ABC News. And I said to my audience, and it was pretty widely picked up, you don't have time? Are you taking a shower? What exactly are you doing? You're in your house. Are you watering the plant? This is insane. You're running for president. A network gives you an offer of 90 minutes free airtime in a cupcake interview, and you don't have time? So that got out all over the place. So late last night, the Biden campaign called their partners, CNN, because they work together, and they said, well, we'll deliver Joe tonight. So he's going to be on CNN tonight in a town hall meeting, not ABC. Apparently that was too rigorous for him. He's going to be on with Anderson Cooper. Now, I told my audience, I am very suspect of this, because I think Biden's going to get the questions in advance, just as he did, just as Hillary Clinton did from Donna Brazile 4 years ago on CNN.
Exactly right. And don't have time.
I think that's why he gets by with it. I think that's why they agreed to do it.
What in the world does he have to do? Instead, it reminds me of Mitt Romney not coming on your show, or you'd have been president. Crazy. Bill O'Reilly, thanks so much. All the best to you. Good luck on the book, Killing Crazy Horse. Buy it, folks, if you
North
haven't
Dakota
yet.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center, September 19th from 9 until 6. Hear from leading healthcare experts, Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, plus DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, freedom health, competition, and the truth about vaccines. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational event. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health, September 19th at the Bismarck Event Center.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get free t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
More with Bill O'Reilly in just a moment. Also catch up with the folks from... Oh, okay, he's gone. I didn't know if he was staying or not, but I think he was staying, and I didn't know that, so he probably thought, oh, I'm going to go. We'll have Bill back another time. I enjoy those conversations with him. But I've not had a chance to hear from our fine listeners as much as we normally do on What's On Your Mind, because we started with a guest right out of the chute, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So anything you've heard today...
that bears a comment, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054, Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Have we ever had a day like this with that amount of guests crammed into the show, Todd? I mean, my gosh.
I know Chris was asking me if I'm even on the show today. He messaged me, "Are you even there?" I'm like, "Yeah." Scott got it. I
can't get a word
I'm
in edgewise.
Staying the heck out of the way here. Nah, that's fine. That's fine.
Way too much going on. Way too much.
I can listen to Bill O'Reilly all day long. I mean,
he is great, isn't he?
For sure. Sarah's, you know, her story is incredibly remarkable. And you're so right about the press just having treated her horrendously. And thank God for the president to say, look, that's not what these are for. And if you're going to abuse the privilege, I'm not going to extend the privilege. Good for him for having done that.
Exactly right. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. We have the 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline, you know. 855-200-1776. Use it, folks. If you see something that warrants a comment from you and you want to share a thought, you call that number no matter what time, day or night. We get it. If you say, hey, I saw Bill O'Reilly on so-and-so show, you should get him on about his new book, 855-200-1776. And my favorite use for it is people celebrating North Dakotans, Minnesotans, folks that South Dakotans, just folks from the Northern Plains that have that turn to the storm, be the Buffalo spirit. It is so incredible. That's what we call the Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo spirit. It's what North Dakotans have, and we appreciate you. So remember that, 24-7, 855-200-1776 on the Be the Buffalo hotline. All right, let's see. Let's go to Tom and Partial on What's on Your Mind. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I love your show. I listen to you every day. You guys are terrific. I wanted to make a comment about your discussion earlier for the people of faith. Keep in mind, first of all, Jesus came to the earth not to condemn it, okay? And secondly, all of his disciples had indiscretions, every single one of them. And, you know, compare that with Donald Trump, and let's just wanted to add that to your discussion that you had earlier.
No, I think it's a good point. I use this one often for folks that, you know, are familiar with the Bible. I say, you're familiar with the story of David, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
King David, like this man that had all the favor of God, right? And
right.
You remember David and Bathsheba?
Yes.
Who was, his mistress, and she was pregnant, and then he had to kill off the husband, and, you know, I mean, it couldn't have been any uglier. But, I mean, that is an example of somebody that was a bit of a scoundrel that continued to get better. I think, here's what I think, and I don't mean this to sound condescending at all, because I'm far from an expert. I'm just pick up a tidbit here or there and do my best to listen to church and learn where I can, but no expert. But I think that if you actually know the story of some of these people in the Bible, like you talk about the disciples or David or whatever, it's liberating, because you can say, oh, I get, you know, every day you get up, it's another chance. Right? I mean, it's because so many people, I think, live life thinking they're not worthy of
exactly.
Anybody's love. They're not worthy of being in the same sentence as Jesus, when it's the exact opposite. He'd go talk to the people that were the, you know, lowest of the low, because his mercy's unending. It's endless. And if you just, and you don't even really need to have that be religious, so to speak, but just to realize a good lesson in life, that you always got a fresh start. Obviously, if you have a relationship on a faith basis, it'll help you understand that better. But it's any discouragement is of the devil.
Exactly.
Period.
You know,
period of end of statement.
Think about the book of John. Over 100 times it says believe. Believe. Okay, that's the key. Believe. It doesn't say if you don't believe in the devil, you're going to go to hell. It just says believe in Jesus, and he will take care of the rest as long as you communicate with him through prayer. And I believe that.
And the last point I'd say, this is from Pastor Tom and Pastor Scott today. Real basic, real simple. You can ask for that, right? Say, I don't get it. I don't get David. I don't get the. I get it. Just say, hey, help me understand this, Lord. I want to be a better person. I want to lose all the, you know, discouragement I have. Those are the kind of childlike prayers that are heard the most. So don't think you have to be some sort of, you know, biblical scholar to do what we're talking about. So very good point. Glad you called. Yeah, appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Again?
Thank you.
Bye. Did you want to say something else? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you know, the way the world beats up Joel Osteen. He's one of the only preachers, if you will, that I will listen to. It's uplifting and it's positive, and I believe that God forgives us. You speak with your mouth, and it will happen.
Bishop Robert Barron is one of my favorites. There's a lot of good ones out there, though, and I've read Joel Osteen's books. I agree with you. All right, let's bring in our friend from Butler, Nate Gion, here, is a customer account manager with Butler Machinery. Behind me is a beautiful Klaus Lexion Combine. Tell me about this beauty, Nate.
Well, first off, you're going to notice it's a totally different color now. So Klaus has kind of done a global branding scheme, so they're going from the yellow to the Klaus green. And making a big change that comes along with that green color change. A lot of internal changes, more productive machine, larger capacity, larger onload, new cab, lots of new in this machine.
And I noticed that a lot of people that come look at it really get under the hood, so to speak. I mean, they are really, what are they looking at?
Customers are interested, especially combines. There's a lot going on under the side panels on how it works, what drives what. You know, where does the power come from? How do you transfer power? With the Lexion, they use a lot of belts to transfer power because it's the most efficient way to transfer that power rather than a gearbox. So there's a lot to see underneath the side. You can really understand how that machine works.
And tell me a little bit about the fact that I understand it's easier to switch between crops. Is that right?
Yeah, the new Lexion, they changed a lot of... The older one, you had to, you know, change gearbox settings, remove bolts, put bolts in a different location, move belts around. The new one, it's all from the cab hydraulically. So you touch a button and it changes from low to high on the chopper, low to high on the threshing system. So it's really easy to change between crops now.
Better maintenance and better cooling system, I understand, too?
Yeah, the cooling system was new in 2014. This one updates it a little bit. It takes clean air from the top of the combine rather than the side, so you're not getting chaff in your cooling system. It takes clean air, blows it from the top, and comes out the side, so it makes a very very clean machine.
Nate, thanks a ton. Appreciate it very much. Live at Big Iron. We'll continue after this, friends. Don't go away.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI Director Chris Wray currently testifying on Capitol Hill to a congressional committee saying America faces multiple threats as the election nears, including...
The intelligence community's consensus is that Russia continues to try to influence our elections.
Wray saying the FBI is working aggressively to combat such threats, insisting that foreign interference in American elections will not be tolerated. The now former special counsel Robert Mueller concluded that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. President Trump has long called that a massive hoax. Weekly jobless claims are down, but not by a lot. The Labor Department says 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 33,000 fewer than the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Serve USA is serving up a great meal today, and you know what? It's home cooking with great grab-and-go convenience. That's what they do at PetroServe USA. You leave there, home cooking, in a hurry, and you're so satisfied. For instance, meatloaf dinner today. Harwood, I-29 location, Valley City, pulled pork or French dip sandwich, your choice. Exit 292, Valley City. Cheesy enchiladas, 12th Avenue North, Fargo. Off I-29, and not far from the Big Iron Grounds, where we are broadcasting for one final day today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic bread. Does that sound good or what? Great specials, great home cooking. You own the place, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Donald Trump back to Minnesota tomorrow. Jason Lewis, who is in a great race to pick up a Republican seat, so very important. And join us to talk a little bit about the president coming and how things are going. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
Boy, the attacks are starting to come in against us from the usual liberal bloggers. And I'm telling you, that means only one thing, my friend. We are neck and neck in a tight race. And that's why the president's coming, and that's why we're doing so well in the middle of a 10-day road trip swing. And I tell you, things never look better, Scott.
What do you know about the president's trip? What do you expect up there tomorrow?
Well, I don't know how they're going to stop. You know, the thousands are going to come. It's going to be in a hangar, fortunately, so we'll have room for people. But I think it's going to get a great turnout. I can't remember the last time a president has been in Beltrami County, Minnesota. So this is really good news for northern Minnesota. Obviously, Enbridge will be a big topic, and energy independence and getting Enbridge Line 3, a $2 billion investment of a dilapidated pipeline built in the 60s, operating at 50% capacity, 8,600 jobs. Who would be against it? Well, I think you know. Green New Deal, Tina Smith, and Democrats.
That story there reminds me of something like the Minneapolis police story today, which is my favorite one of the day. The city council meeting and hand-wringing about crimes up, and, you know, where are the cops? Well, maybe they took your message seriously when you said you wanted to defund them, and, you know, you were hating on them in the middle of an awful condition.
You want work. Look, the Justice in Policing Act by Kamala Harris and Tina Smith wants to take away their immunity, their sovereign immunity. So that means they're going to get sued personally for any arrest. Right? What do you think they're going to do? You've got black chief of police resigning all over the country. You have African-American neighborhoods under siege. You have a city council that says defund and then ask where the police are. And then the best one, Scott, is, well, come on now. They're just peaceful protests. Oh, the estimate for damages is now running between $1 and $2 billion. That sounds real peaceful, doesn't it?
Peaceful protest. But it's the same thing on Line 3, you know, like the idea of, hey, we want to protect our water. Okay, here's an aging line that, you know, will be better, obviously. It's a new line. It'll be safer. It'll be, you know, everything something new is. And they stop that. You know, what do they want the price of gas to be, $10 a gallon? I mean, how do they think?
No, they want no gas. Their idea of an energy policy is no energy. That's what they want. That's what the Green New Deal wants, because the world's going to explode in 12 years, according to Ocasio-Cortez. So these people have lost it. And understand, too, the state's largest refinery, the one I represented in the 2nd District, gets all of its crude to refine by how? Pipeline.
Yeah. It sort of makes sense. Tell me a little bit about your sense of the momentum. I mean, obviously, with a couple of polls there in the president's race and your race, this race was tightening. A lot of people now paying attention. Is that momentum continuing?
It sure is. I mean, I've been traveling greater Minnesota again this week, and it's all over, whether you're counting signs or the number. We were in St. Cloud last night, had a great group of people together, 40 strong. The fundraising's picking up. Obviously, the polls are all coming in line. Look, I just think people have come to the conclusion correctly that Minnesota is now a state in play for the presidency and the U.S. Senate. And it's good, because we're going to have to flip more than one state, like Alabama. We need another state to flip, and this is the best one.
So I've been told that they're expecting like 15,000 people in Bemidji. And I know that
15?
The... 15, yes. And I don't, again, this is people requesting, you know, the ability to go there. You know, it's outdoors, so I don't know why, you know, I know the governor put out an edict to, my favorite is both campaigns. Well, yeah, the Biden campaign could take a limit of 25 people. You know, they don't get anybody, and they don't care. They don't put them anywhere. So, you know,
the Biden campaign smacks of a Zoom HR on Zoom, right? A Zoom meeting for HR people. It's a bore, and this is not going to be that. You know, maybe Joe Biden, once he declares martial law for mask wearing, can fine everybody. I don't know, but I think the president is a little bit frustrated with the restrictions on the freedom to assemble.
And should there be a freedom to assemble outside?
Well, not according to the governor, and that's why we sued him, and we just got off the Zoom meeting with a judge hearing our case.
Yeah. It doesn't end. But anyway, folks, get up there, enjoy it. It's going to be a blast. And my favorite historian for Beltrami County is Bill Batchelder from Bemidji Woolen Mills.
Oh, yeah.
He says no president ever has come to Bemidji. I don't know where they're digging that up, but either way, it's a historic day for sure. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you soon. Just checking in and remind folks, follow Jason on Twitter at Lewis for Minnesota, and the website is
Lewis4MN.com.
And the mother's milk of politics is television ads, radio ads.
You got it.
Getting your voice out there, and that's why you need to donate, folks, to make that happen. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
You bet, Scott. See you next time. Bye-bye.
All right. Calls, questions, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Texter says, I'm wondering if you happen to see a clip of that bizarre interview Newt Gingrich did on Fox News Outnumbered show yesterday. When he started implicating George Soros as financing the riots, there was a long pause of silence. Then they shut him down and said they could not talk about him. It was obvious that Harris Faulkner and Melissa Francis were getting instructions in their earpieces. Does that loser George Soros have control over Fox News now, too? I don't know, but we need more transparency on George Soros and his dollars. No doubt about that. Texter says, too cool that Sarah Book sounds so good. I miss her. And yes, a tough position to be in. No way I could have dealt with that mean of media. Awesome show. Great guests. Happy birthday, Jim. Jim, the flagpole guy, is at Big Iron with us. And he has flagpoles that are farm-attached. Flagpoles can go on machinery. We have one here on a planter that you ought to see, but you can put them on anything. Combines out on the boom or whatever, so come check them out. Pretty cool. He's here at the Butler location at Big Iron. The amount of voter fraud the Democrats are planning will be incredible. Republicans need to be ready to harvest a million votes for each key state to be safe. The president said that pretty well all along. He's just saying, you know, we are... If here's the deal on voter fraud. It's a non-entity when there's not a thin margin, when it's not really tight. Okay, so, you know, so the threat of voter fraud goes away when you have huge numbers. That's what we need. The president needs a landslide, then we won't have to deal with any of that. Texture says, I had a liberal friend of mine the other day say that the Democratic Party should have picked Mickey Mouse for their candidate, and they'd be more likely to vote for him than Biden. Wow. Interesting. Texture says, ask Bill about Andrew Jackson and the Trail of Tears. Bill's gone, but that would have been a good conversation. Also says, the Dems are not running a presidential campaign. They're putting all their resources into the Senate and House. That way they can impeach him on day one. Well, that's another reason those races are important. Jason Lewis right there. Okay, somebody says now it's not a boom on a combine. It's an unloading auger. It's an unloading auger, okay. Well, it looks like a boom to me. But I get it, it would unload into a truck, right? I remember the flagpoles going on booms. I thought they were called booms, but you tell me if it's incorrect. A lot of knowledge in that department in our audience. Texter says, why is nobody talking about how corrupt Doug Burgum is? Well, probably because he's not corrupt. The governor's not corrupt. You know, it's like saying Donald Trump's corrupt because, you know, he had some money and he decided to run for president. Well, Doug Burgum didn't have to run for governor. Plenty of things he could have done, you know, for one, vacationed all the time. Spent, 24-7 at the Yellowstone Club. He did this to get back to the state, to feather his own nest. So, you know, I think things like that dissuade people from running for public office. And, you know, there's good people in the private sector that I'd love to see more of in positions like governor. So let's check the facts there. I don't know what you're talking about. If you want to give me some details, I'd be happy to look into it. But I have no idea what you're talking about. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yo, can't they go after George Soros and try and close a bank account down like they do with some other people who are able to close their bank accounts and they can't get any money out of it?
Well, I suppose if they can find him, you know, catch him in a illegal act. I know that he is not a citizen of the U.S., so that makes it a little tricky. But on the other hand, people that are doing things here that are illegal, that are foreign citizens.
He is a citizen of the U.S. He's a naturalized citizen.
Is he always naturalized? Okay. Yeah,
dual naturalized citizen. But if they find him doing something wrong, they can take his citizenship away and deport him.
I'd be all for it. I don't know why. I don't know what the grip this guy has, you know, and the dollars that are being put in. And a prime example is in the middle of this election right now. So good question, John. Thank you. Texture says, with all of the BLM garbage showing up in professional sports, do you think NDSU football will allow it to ruin its program? Ex-Twins and ex-Vikings fans in our house want to know. Soon to be ex-Bison fan if they don't stand for the flag. It's something that could be discussed with your audience. Sir Matt Larson. I did promise somebody yesterday we'd get Matt Larson on and talk a little bit about whether or not the Big Ten decision will influence things at all. Maybe it'll be more games or whatever, so we'll do that. Another texture says, Burgum, the governor, is not corrupt. He's a PC beta male. Well, yeah, that's a description of somebody's sort of persona or character that has nothing to do with, obviously, any political moves or anything like that. H.A. Thompson & Sons brings you our program. Friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons are the one to talk to if you'd like them to take care of the mechanical heating and cooling system for you like they do on 1,000 other buildings throughout the Northern Plains and have that bottom line certainty. Over 1,000 buildings are doing that for now. Find out more. Link on the website has a great description of that. HATandSons.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Is a move in your future?
Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. Hot spring spas and pool tables too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. We're getting toward winter. You might want all-wheel drive, maybe some good gas mileage. Like a friend of mine just went over, and they wound up giving her a fantastic price. She's very happy with her 2018 Buick, just like I am with mine. As a matter of fact, customers say their lifetime powertrain warranty at Schwann Buick GMC is the best in the business. By the way, your trade may be worth more than you think. Plus, they have the lowest finance rates in years. Check it out. You can shop, click, drive wherever you are at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
You know, Todd, one of the Bennies of being out of Big Iron. And you got to deal with, the elements. And it's been, yesterday a little windy, today a little cool, whatever. But people stop by and share some wonderful things with you. Great conversation. And I just received a copy of Dakota Attitude. Interviews from every town in North Dakota by James Puppy. Does that sound cool or what?
I love
that. If it's on the map, if it's a town on the map, he interviewed somebody from that town. Phenomenal. Oh, I'm fired up about that. So I got a new book to read there. We're going to gear up and head for Bemidji later today and be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. I'll give you all the details on what's happening there. I understand there's some activity in Fargo. I'm guessing Air Force One is going to land. I thought it would land in Grand Forks because it's closer to Bemidji, but it sounds like maybe they're coming to Fargo with Air Force One. So that'll be fun for folks that are not in Bemidji to be able to see that big, beautiful sign of freedom. And then he'll take Marine One up to Bemidji. So anyway, we'll have all the details on the Lions and the things that are going on tomorrow for you on the program, so look forward to it. Linda Swihobic is here, and Linda is a research analyst for the North Dakota Association of Counties and a dear, dear friend, going all the way back to her days as a county auditor in beautiful McKenzie County. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. Great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good. Good to catch up with you. I've seen, speaking of McKenzie County, that the participation rate in the census is like among the lowest couple of counties in all of North Dakota. So I know that my love for that wonderful part of North Dakota and your former home, we got to get that up and a few other places. But the main message I just want to talk about is so people understand there's a cost to not being counted. There is an actual cost to not being counted, and that's what we need folks to understand, right?
That's exactly right. The estimate is $19,100 per person for every person that counted over the next decade. Average household family in North Dakota is 2.32 people. That equates to $43,000 or so for a household that's not counted. I am happy to report that with enumeration, seems like a lot of North Dakota folks just aren't thrilled with completing their census online or doing it in a self-response manner, because we are at, as of this morning, we're at 94.2% overall enumeration in our state. In other words, between the folks that self-responded and those that have been counted by census workers, we've gotten to 94% of the households with 14 days left to catch that last 6%.
And, you know, some people don't like somebody knocking on the door. Some people don't like going online and giving information. I get it. In this case, in the census, when it's saying, okay, there's X amount of dollars, they have to be doled out literally by a head count across, you want to be counted. You want your community to have those dollars. It's less things that have to be borne by the taxpayers locally. So a lot of reasons to do it. But if it's not your preference to do something online, then they will knock on the door, right, and then eventually the neighbor's door until they are able to find out how many people there. I mean, this is not something they're going to do this right to the last minute, right, Linda?
Yep, that's absolutely right. The census takers will do up to 6 attempts at your door, at your personal door. If they can't reach you at your door, you will be counted one way or the other, but they'll go to your neighbor's door, and most of us probably don't want our neighbors speaking for us how many people live in our house. What are the ages of those people? So there's a lot of frustration, too, that we're hearing with people getting knocks on the door when they had already completed their census. They filled it out online. I want to reassure people that, yes, the census takers are out there not only capturing those folks who had not responded, but also doing some quality control and verifying the integrity of the data that they've already got. So as frustrating as it may seem, you know, please open your door. Please answer their questions. Most of the time, if you've already responded, they just want to make sure that this is your address and you filled out the census, and they'll be on their way. They don't necessarily need to recapture all your data. I did want to make one point because I know our time's short here. As far as Western North Dakota goes, when we're talking about federal funding related to census and that whole Highway 85 funding issue, waiting for the federal funds. The state's allocated some that set aside, but we need our federal funding match. This is a perfect example for safety reasons, for commerce reasons. That highway needs to be four-laned, and census numbers and allocation of funding back to communities like Western North Dakota for highways, for schools, for all of our public assistance programs rely on census data. So encourage you, open your door if you haven't. You still can go online and respond at my2020census.gov. And we've got 14 days left to get our complete count done in North Dakota.
Hard to believe that we're nearing the end, but hope folks have the information they need to be able to trust us and how important it is. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it very much.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks, Scott.
All right, folks, we have to go. We'll be in Bemidji tomorrow for the visit of the President of the United States. God bless you one and all. Thanks to our friends at Butler for having us at Big
With the COVID pandemic and talk about vaccine mandates, it's time to ask big questions about your safety and health care rights. Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6 with Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, and DJ Indell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, health freedom, competition, and the truth about vaccines. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center, September 19th.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.